Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's a beautiful new week. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven. And this is the time where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. It's time to dive into the Word of God, to listen to what the Lord has for us this morning. So if this is your first time of joining us, I would like to specially welcome you. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's the time of the day again. And if you've been very frequent on the show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let everybody know that it is time to hear the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of the Open Heaven Devotional Manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Before we commence, I would like us to take a second of our time to just appreciate our Maker, our Redeemer, our Savior, the one who has made today possible. Just tell him how honored you are to be called his. Tell him how grateful you are to be alive, to be on the surface of the earth this morning. Lord, accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is the 24th day in the month of February 2025. The month is gradually coming to an end, and it's another Monday. Before we enter the new week, the Lord has something to tell you this morning. The topic for today is the wayside. The wayside. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 31 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 31, yield not to temptation. Yield not to temptation. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Deuteronomy from chapter 9 to chapter 11. Deuteronomy from chapter 9 to chapter 11. Our memory verse today is taken from Mark chapter 4, verse 4. Mark chapter 4, verse 4 reads, "And it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up." Mark 4 verse 4. "And it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and some fowls of the air came and devoured it." Our Bible reading is taken from Mark chapter 4 from verse 14 to 15. Mark chapter 4 from verse 14 to 15. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 14, it reads, "The sower sows the word, and these are the ones by the wayside, where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, yesterday I explained the quality of the soil that determines the level of harvest that a seed can yield. When a seed is planted in some soils, it will not even germinate. In today's memory verse, we see that some seeds that fell on the wrong side of the soil did not germinate because birds ate them. Some scholars have suggested that the wayside refers to money spent on regular wild parties and other similar vices. When people throw parties, people will come, eat, drink, and say, thank you. However, that is where it all ends. Such people might say, others will invite me to their parties also. This is true, but we do not live by parties. We live by daily bread. If you want God's wisdom for financial prosperity, you must be prudent with your spending. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spended it up. Only fools spend everything they have at once. Some people spend all their earnings recklessly. For example, some unbelievers drink and buy alcohol for others. Such people are unwise because, like the prodigal son, they will eventually be abandoned by those they lavish their money on. The wayside can also refer to actions that expose people's finances to satanic attacks. In the parable of the sower, the seed fell by the wayside, were eaten by birds, and as Jesus explained in today's Bible reading, the birds represent Satan. When Christians do not pay their tithes, they are robbing God and throwing their finances on the wayside for Satan to devour. Paying your tithes make the Lord rebuke the devourer for your sake, like we see in Malachi chapter 3 from verse 8 to 11. When believers, including ministers of God, steal God's money or take anything that doesn't belong to them without permission from the owners, they are exposing themselves to the devil's attacks. Someone once said to me, I learned that your Festival of Life program in the UK has become very big. I said, yes, sir. Then he said, how much is the church's income from the service? When I told him, I didn't know. He didn't believe me. I told him that the UK pastors were in charge and that they know that the Bible is clear that anyone who acquires wealth wrongly will die suddenly, like we see in Jeremiah 17 verse 11. Those who steal God's money are inviting Satan to feast on their lives and finances. Today's Open Heaven comes to the prayer point that says, Father, please show me every way I might be wasteful, and help me to make amends in Jesus' name. Father, please show me every way I might be wasteful and help me to make amends in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us today. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisefalasradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisefalasradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. It promises to be entertaining, insightful, inspiring. Till you hear my voice again, and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.